Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. So we're having Dr. Bob Thiel, and he's got an interesting list today. 19 items. I don't know if we'll get through all of them this week or maybe next for 2019. So let's start off with this list of items. We've got four 10-minute segments here, so let's see if we can get through the list.
We'll see. But before we go further, let me just make a comment. I went through there's a place called Nomura. It's a Japanese banking holding company, and every year they come up with their list of what they call gray swans. These are events they think are partially predictable. This is based on what's called black swan theory. Black swan theory is that every now and then some bad thing is going to happen, disrupt all the financial markets, and you really can't predict it. But they felt that gray swans were something they could predict. So for at least the last 3 years, they've gone out with this list. Well, before I came on today, and I looked at their...
How do you spell that again? You said it pretty quick. Lamora.
Nomura. N-O-M-U-R-A. They're a Japanese brokerage banking powerhouse.
Yeah, so basically, it's the gray swan list, right?
Yes. And so I looked at their list of that they did that was going to happen in 2017. I looked at the list that was going to happen in 2018. And I've looked at their list, what they say is going to happen in 2019. But as far as 2017 and 2018 goes, they didn't have a particularly good track record. Okay?
Right, right.
And this is because they're secular. And it isn't that they're necessarily wrong that these things are going to happen. But when they say this is going to happen in 2017 and it doesn't, maybe it'll happen in 2019 or something. Okay? But so they haven't been really good in terms of their years. On the other hand, last December, I put out a list of 18 things to prophetically watch in 2018. And I added one more for this year. And as we go through the list, I'll make a few comments because most of these things that we're going to go through are things that I said last year would happen during this year.
Right.
You always hear people who give you a list of what to look for and what's going to happen in the prior year. But you never hear them come back the next year and say, okay, I said these 18 and only one of them happened or something. In our case, all 18 for 2018 were happening. And in 2019, I think we'll see the same thing. Now, some of them are not what people are expecting. What people really want to hear, not everybody, but some people prophetically, they want to hear about, okay, when's Armageddon going to be here? When's Jesus going to return? When's the Great Tribulation going to start? And those
right.
are interesting subjects, but none of those are going to happen in 2019.
Right.
Okay, but there are events that have been happening and events we expect to happen. Or things that we can watch to happen, let me say that, for 2019, that
right.
essentially lead up to this kind of a thing. Okay? So the first one is actually kind of a common one. And this is that, read something from the Apostle Peter. This has got to do with scoffers in the modern media. Okay? So the Apostle Peter in 2 Peter 3, starting in verse 1, he says, he writes this epistle and says, you know about the words that were spoken by the holy prophets. So he's mostly talking about the Old Testament. And he says that, knowing this, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lusts, And, you know, you've got more and more people these days who don't want to hear anything about the scripture. This one
right.
says, where's the promise of his coming, et cetera, et cetera. And on the radio yesterday, I heard some poor, horrible woman who's screaming, she doesn't want people's prayers, don't ever bother with her prayers. I guess one of her relatives got killed in a school shooting.
Right.
Well, this is because she doesn't believe in God, she doesn't believe in prayer. Okay? But to take this a step sort of slightly different way, you've got now the media in general, they don't respect scripture or all this kind of stuff.
Right.
Anyway, Peter says, you know, they willfully forget the word of God and about the flood, the world that then existed, it perished. And he says, don't forget this. With the Lord, one day is like a thousand years is a day. The Lord's not slack concerning his promises, some count slackness. His long suffering toward us.
Right.
Willing that all should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Now, we may not understand, or we certainly don't understand all the details of why God allows certain things to happen. And we've got some ideas, but we don't necessarily know all the details. But you can see there's a reason. Because God's long suffering toward us, not willing any should perish, but all should come to repentance. Now, saying that, there's been all kinds of scoffers in this past year or two. When you look at the media, if they talk about prophecies and predictions, when they get into the religious side, okay, specifically, let's say they're talking about people who believe they respect the Bible, okay?
Right.
The media, they'll play it up, but they don't believe it, or they'll scoff about it, they'll say bad things about it, because they flat out don't believe it. And we saw this happen in 2018. As a matter of fact, I won't mention the particular place, but there's a fairly famous place, media, who scoffed about something I wrote, and they wrote three articles kind of making fun of me without actually looking into the details of what I said.
Right.
And what's interesting about that, and I'll just give you an FYI, this I thought was kind of cute. The first and second time they wrote about me, I wrote this guy and said, look, I said, I'm denouncing false prophecy. I didn't make any false prophecies. Prophecies myself. I said, if you ever need help on prophecy, let me know. And sure enough, last week, he did contact me. And sure enough, he wrote an article and he put all my stuff in it. So while we are seeing a lot of scoffers in the modern media, every now and then we see some stuff rising up. But what we're going to see is more and more in the media that it's got to do with the Bible. They'll just say, people making predictions forever, they never come to pass. And you see, that part's not true. It's true that everybody who's predicted the end of the world as we know it has been wrong, if they say it was supposed to happen as of today or before today.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, but what they do is in the same way they paint people they don't like or political movements they don't like, they paint with a broad brush and say, well, there's nothing going on. And that's not the case. And before I go to the second item, I may have told this story once before. One of the first times I was doing radio on prophecy and radio, that's about 10 years ago, somebody
right.
calls in, there's a talking call-in program, the guy says, you know, science has already disproven religion, so why would you believe in prophecy?
Right.
Okay. So the host turns over to me, I said, well, science has not disproven religion. As a matter of fact, if you actually believe in science, you can disprove the so-called scientific views about how life started and all this stuff. I said, but as far as predictions, I said, well, to the church I've been in for decades, said, for example, that East and West Germany would reunite, that the Soviets would lose control over Eastern Europe, the Europeans would get together, and that they would form their own currency. I said, and all that happened. And this guy didn't know what to say. Because sometimes people just look at the end. Okay, the end is, okay, Jesus comes, he sets things up. And before then, you've got the tribulation, whatever. But there's a lot of steps. I mean, Jesus listed steps in Matthew 24, amongst other places, and said, look at Daniel. So you start looking, and the book of Revelation, you start looking at all these things together, and you can see some things happening. Now, the next one, and this is also not as exciting to people, and this has to do with morality prophecies. And the Bible says in the last days, like people can be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, brutal, despisers of good. And we see this more and more in the media and with a lot of the political leaders and a lot of the political movements. But regarding all of this, you know, we've had the promotion of the LGBTQ movement, and I'd like to read a couple of scriptures and tie this into something that I think your listeners might find very interesting.
Right.
In Jude 7, it says, "As Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them, in similar manner, having given themselves over to sexual immorality and gone after strange flesh, are set forth an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire." And then in 2 Peter 2, it talks about Sodom and Gomorrah overturned in ashes, making them an example for those who would suffer, who would live ungodly. Well, what's this got to do with anything? Well, back in 2014, I wrote about, "I pray for those in California will repent, or worse, fire problems are going to happen."
Right.
And our governor last year made a comment about fires, and I want to talk about what happened last year and this year regarding fires, that particular prediction, when we come
exactly.
back for your break.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yes.
Back in a moment with Dr. Bob.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
To summarize the first two that you explained, how would you summarize those two again?
Briefly, what I would say is that we're seeing more and more media disrespect for anything biblical.
Yeah, in other words, prophecies of a change toward an end of the civilization as we know it, which is what the Bible is talking about.
Yeah, they don't go for that. And the second part has to do on the morality side, is that they've got an agenda, a humanistic agenda, if you want to call it that, where they feel that you don't need the Bible, that you can violate all the biblical laws as far as morality goes. But if humanity gets together and comes up with their own climate change plan, they all get together and this is all going to solve everything. And that's what they...
In other words, there's no negative consequence for bad moral behavior collectively, is what you're saying. And that lie is what they believe. And so as a result, the climate change law and the immorality... breaking up with the family and all the weird, we call genders. One sex and 40 genders is what I see coming. It's so bizarre, isn't it?
It is quite bizarre. But, on the morality side, about 2 years ago, California Governor Jerry Brown, who was studied to be a Jesuit priest, he said that President Trump's stance on climate change, quote, demonstrates he does not appear to have to fear the wrath of God or have any regard for the existential consequences of his environmental policies. So let me read verbatim what he said on 60 Minutes. It says, "I don't think President Trump," this is from Jerry Brown, "has a fear of the Lord, the fear of the wrath of God, which leads one to more humility. This is such a reckless disregard of the truth for the consequences that can be unleashed." So that's what Governor Brown said.
Governor Brown is acting like a pseudo-pastor, if you want to call it, but he's got his position, which is, a pseudo-religious enviromaniac is what he is, and a former, at least studying to be a Jesuit. Okay, that's interesting. Yes. Go ahead.
So what happened was, by the way, last year we did a video called Fires and the Wrath of God.
Right.
And warned that, look, it's immorality would be something to deal with. And I said, we could have problems. We had a record-setting fire in 2018. By the way, this is in 2017 we made the video. And then in 2019, as you know, we just had another record-setting fire. So now Governor Brown calls this the new normal, but the normal isn't because of any policy that any physical policies that, for example, U.S. President Trump has done yet. Even if the United States made part of the climate, the Paris Accords, which there still doesn't change anything for another couple of years, so that wasn't it. But they won't consider the fact that perhaps we should look at morality here. Well, anyway, now this goes to something also related to that. We're seeing more internet and other censorship. Basically, I just read across an article. I've been warning that this is going to happen. I've been warning for years that or Amos 8:11-12 be fulfilled. It's going to have to do with the internet. Now, since most people don't know what Amos 11-12 off the top of their head, let me just briefly read it. It says, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God, that I'll send a famine on land, not a famine of bread, nor thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. They're going to wander from sea to sea, from north to east. They'll shall run to and fro, seeking the word of the Lord, but shall not find it." Now, I don't believe this means there's going to be no Bibles, okay? All right? I believe what's going to happen, and I believe, and I said this is coming, is we're going to see various biblical teachings not allowed to be accessed on the internet. And we're seeing more and more of that. And not just from what will be the emerging beast power over in Europe, but we're seeing U.S.-based companies, Google, Pinterest, Twitter, what's the other one? YouTube, and I probably missed one that I meant to say with all this. They've changed their algorithms, so it makes it more and more difficult for people to find content that has any kind of biblical connection. So what they do is they decide that anything that's somewhat conservative are extremist conservatives, and then if you have any similar beliefs to them, you'll have issues. So I saw an article that came out last, about 2-3 weeks ago, said that certain conservative websites are down 90% because of algorithm changes. This is when, so if somebody's just looking for something, let's say normally something might pop up that's got some biblical perspective on something, there's much less chance they're going to find it because the way the internet companies have gone and done this. And then in Europe, Europe this year, I think I said this on the air, there was a gal who told the truth about something that Muhammad did. They fined her, and then she appealed it. She finally went to the European Commission on Human Rights, and they allowed her to be fined for telling the truth, by the way. They said because telling the truth is offensive to people of the Islam religion. And so that's happening. So we're seeing that, and we're seeing over in Europe a greater push for internet censorship. Europeans passed additional laws this past year basically to tell people that you got to pull stuff off if we don't like it. And then since the internet companies don't know for sure what the government's not going to like, they start pulling off other things, and that's having repercussions on those of us who have respect for the Bible. That was number three. And so I expect more of that, I guess, okay? Four, weather issues. Last year I wrote, look for more extreme weather in 2018, and look at a couple of headlines. There was record heat in Europe, Africa, and Asia. We had berserk weather in the United States, et cetera, et cetera. So we saw that, and again, the media is just saying, oh, it's all due to climate change or the president not going around the Paris Accords or something along those lines, but how can I put this politely? Obviously, it's a good idea to pollute less. As Christians, you know, we're supposed to be good stewards. So we're all in favor of polluting less, but this is beyond that. They've got an agenda that goes beyond that. And by the way, when Jesus returns, it says he's going to destroy those who destroy the earth, and those he's talking about are basically people behind a lot of this climate change stuff.
Right.
Okay. Now, something else that's kind of interesting that's been going on.
That's actually a quote in the Revelation, isn't it? One of my favorite quotes. He shall return to destroy those who destroy the earth. I think it's like
that. That's right, Revelation chapter 11. That is absolutely correct.
I think it's like 11:18 or something like that.
16:18, yes, that's correct. Anyway, yeah, you got that correct. What I was going to tell you was another thing. Everybody, well, not everybody, most people realize that Jesus said a time of earthquakes would be earthquakes in other places, that kind of stuff. And I said we'd see more earthquakes coming. And so I went and I saw from last year to this year, see if I get the right chart up here. Come on, the right chart didn't come. Let me find it. It's supposed to be in the article I'm in. But let me see if I do a refresh and brings it up correctly. Is it going to hide it, not bring it up? Okay, well, to make a long story short, I was over at Wikipedia, and I looked at earthquakes from 2017 to 2018. And there was only one great earthquake in both years, so that doesn't look like a change. But the number of major earthquakes, maybe I should look up the major earthquakes. I think major earthquakes went up from one or two to, I think, 15. I think that's what it was. Let's see if I can get this here. Well, I can hear that.
Yeah, we're getting bumped here.
We're getting bumped, and I've just been a little further along on this one, so I apologize for that.
Yeah,
the earthquake increased.
Yeah, I think that's a major one, and I want to talk about that a bit, too, because I have a feeling, and I'm going to give a couple of my predictions here and then get your response in a minute when we come back. But it wasn't because I didn't know
enough. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And we have, of course, Dr. Bob, a couple of predictions. I'm going to throw out really quick ones. Number one, I expect that the economy is going to gyrate. You're going to see Trump probably do some alternate way to get his wall funded, or at least a partial wall. I think the economy is going to gyrate because even some of the late-night TV hosts want to see the economy take a dive so they can get rid of the New World Order version that Donald Trump has, which is an American-based centered a New World Order rather than the globalist New World Order that's pushed by the left and globalists on the other side. I expect you're going to see more environmental disasters like the volcano that went off in Indonesia, because we're starting to move toward what Matthew 24 talks about, increased earthquakes in diverse places. And what's coming down the road, and I can't give you when it'll happen, whether it's decades or whatever, but we're going to have a major slip of the crust of the earth on the mantle. And that's coming. It's one of the Matthew 24 prophecies, which I think is actually one of the things that will break the back of the New World Order, because technically, if they can get a system of total omniscience, what I call Luciferic Omniscience 5G network and skull-to-brain technology and all the other things they're trying to do over the next 5 years or so, they want to capture the human race. They want to capture the soul, the intentions of the heart of people. And, of course, religion's getting more and more bizarre, which is why the famine of the word, I think, is going to take on, like you talked about previously, an increasing amount. So even in the so-called public church, there's going to be a famine of the word, which is the Bible, and also the people that have wisdom, biblical wisdom based on God, and their a godly conscience, let's put it that way. So those are some of the main predictions. I expect that the Democrats are probably going to commit geopolitical suicide in the next year or so, and that Trump will get reelected, although I'm very concerned that Trump and his son-in-law and their agenda is just a different version of the New World Order that they're marching to rather than the version that the Democrats and other globalists are marching to. And that's what I see happening. What do you think?
Well, in terms of domestic politics, what's going to happen is we're we are setting up a situation where the European beast power is going to rise up, and that was one of the things I was going to get to later, but some
right.
of the things have been happening. And, you know, Jesus talked about a house divided amongst itself will not stand. And
right.
I was alive during the riots, and I noticed the riots that were the 60s, and that's,
right.
that was one type of a divide. But now we have a different type of divide going on between, for the sake of argument, the left and the right.
Right.
That seems almost unbridgeable. The attitudes that both the different sides have on different issues, and that's actually something else that is somewhere down on my list. Now, before
yeah, you mean to have the nation so divided is what you're saying?
Yes.
Right.
Anyway, before the break, I promised to get to. Find something on the earthquakes. So I said we'd see more earthquakes. I'd like to just read a list of earthquakes from the difference between 2017 and 2018. It won't seem like a huge amount to some people, but there's been a shift. Whether it continues next year or not, we'll see. But last year, we had one great earthquake that's over 8.0, and it's the same this year. So that sounds the same. But the major earthquakes, which are 7.0, 7.9 in Richter scale, there were 6 last year, and there have been 15 so far this year. Now, this year probably maybe won't have any more, but it's still more than double.
That's a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, and you go to all the categories. Now, you even get to the little earthquakes. In every category except the first one, there was more this year than last year. In terms of total, according to the source I'm looking at here, there were 12,860 earthquakes that were at least 4.0 in 2017. Compared to 13,810 in 2018. So there's, so far this year, 950, let's call them significant earthquakes, they're over 4.0. So again, Jesus said that earthquakes would be a factor, and we're definitely seeing them. Now the other thing, this, by the way, is another subject I almost was going to want to do the whole show about, and this has to do with the rise of the interfaith and ecumenical movements. And a whole lot's been going on with that. I'm going to read, if you don't mind, just a few headlines that I wrote at the COGWriter.com website, and then talk about something that just happened. Okay, here's one. Pope Francis visits St. Nicholas, an unprecedented ecumenical gesture in the Middle East. Francis pushed ecumenical agenda at the World Council of Churches 70th anniversary celebration. Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew, he's with the Eastern Orthodox, continues to promote worldly gospel and ecumenism. Here's one. Beware of the ecumenical cross. Here's one. Saudi crown prince commits to interfaith tolerance. Interfaith tolerance. And then here's one. Our Lady of Arabia Cathedral being built in Bahrain. And this could be part of the interfaith agenda. But the one I was going to talk about is something I just wrote about. Now, this happened about a week and a half ago, but I didn't see this until yesterday, the day before. And let me read you the headline from this news source. Roman Catholic Bishop tells Jewish host Ben Shapiro, those outside of the explicit Christian faith can be saved. Now, what happened was Shapiro said, look, I'm a Jew, so where do I fall into your guys' theology? And he says, oh, you can be saved as long as you have a good conscience. And even atheists of goodwill, he says, can be saved as well. Now, while we in the Continuing Church of God do believe that God does have a plan for such people, we don't believe they have a plan that does not involve accepting Jesus as Savior. And the Catholic bishop is saying, oh, by the way, his name is Robert Barron. He's from the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. Now, lest you think this is just some California phenomena, it is not. Pope Francis, you and I talked about this before, about 5 years ago, told an atheist that if he was a good guy, he could be saved. And back in December of 2013, so about 5 years ago, the Vatican released a new document on Jews and salvation. It basically says the old covenant has never been revoked, and therefore the Jews can be saved just by being Jews. Now, you would presume...
It depends on what form of Judaism. 1,300 years in Babylon, much of the so-called modern church is no different than the Sadducees and Pharisees that were apostates at the time of Jesus.
Well, yeah, that's what I was getting to. If you go to the New Testament, Peter, in Acts chapter 2, is talking to Jews, And he didn't say, by the way, the old covenant is still in place. Go ahead and do your animal sacrifices, et cetera. This is the way to salvation. He didn't say that. He said to repent, which means to change, okay, accept Jesus and be baptized. And twice in Scripture, we talked about what you need to be saved, where the word must be saved. And one of them is there's only one name under heaven by which you must be saved. That's Acts chapter 4, verse 12. And this is a reference again to Jesus.
Right.
And then there's another one where the jailer said to Paul and Silas, you know, what must I do to be saved? And he said, you believe in Jesus and get baptized. None
right.
of them said, if you're a good person, generally speaking, God will decide that's sufficient and that's all that counts. You don't have to accept Jesus. But we don't see that in the New Testament, and this is part of this ecumenical agenda. And we're seeing it more and more. And if you don't agree with this, you're considered to be an extremist. You know, how dare you say that, you know, there's only one religion that's right? How dare you judge all the other religions? And historically in this country, that's the reason in the United States that we had the Bill of Rights, is they knew that there were differences of opinion on religion. Okay? And the Founding Fathers of the United States recognized that some people thought their religion was right and others were wrong, and that some were a little bit more, well, your three or four denominations are fine, but the rest aren't. They knew all that, and they said, okay, fine, you have your own opinion on that. And I guess the attitude was, after we all die, we'll all find out which one was right. But nowadays, it's getting like, if you think that you are part of the true church and that the way through salvation is through Jesus, and they consider that to be extremist talk.
Well, you see that in other countries, like even Canada and Europe now. They want if you say things against Islam or Muhammad, or if you say anything against people that have other your faith or no faith or atheism, you can get in trouble in now these Western countries. It's not here in America yet, but it's very could well happen. Especially to these...
Canada's illegal. Quote certain parts of the Bible.
You may need this herbal...
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEMACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
I think that the word is not just the Bible. I think it's the believers, us, that are the walking word of God. I mean, because we go through experience in life, we overcome evil and try to help other people when we overcome. We also, to be a Christian actually is a very public thing. It's not a private thing. And I believe that's why a Christian is a verb. That's why it talks about we are salt and light. We're not just nouns, we're verbs. And which means we have to stand against evil, including sins we did ourselves. Repentance doesn't happen just one time, like Kol Nidre in so-called the Jewish faith in Yom Kippur. It happens for the rest of your life against the sins that you've done, so that you can help others so they won't sin the same way and come out away from God's will. As I say, the only way to do good is to do God, just add an extra O for good. But people don't get that. They think there's alternate pathways to being in relationship with the Creator. And in a sense, you don't go to heaven, because when you enter a relationship with God, you let eternality or God enter you, and you start to live for God and for your fellow man as a child of God. And if you don't love God first, you can't really truly have the full enhanced marriage or relationship with other human beings. You have a pseudo-relationship based on your environmental ideas or your care of the earth or other whatever. In other words, you have a completely different modus that's not going to work. It may look like it's going to work, like the theory about we all come together, you know, like the John Lennon song, and we kind of, you know, want to imagine a world without all these things, including religion. They say they want to have their own pseudo-religion to actually change the relationship to each other. But if we don't have a relationship with God first, it doesn't work, does it? Including in survival communities. I mean, they don't work unless you have a common spiritual bond between each other that overrides their own personal needs and desires and violence.
Well, you can consider the Bible an instruction manual from the inventor, if you will, for how the product should be used.
And if you don't, that's a good way to put it. That's really funny.
Okay, so
in other words, he gives the operator's manual for our essence for our life. That's pretty cool.
You know, Jesus said, as far as you know, your comment about being a verb and just instead of just a noun, he said, "Let your light shine, so people can see
right.
good works." Anyway, getting back to our list here, and I might get through half of this, so we'll just see here. This one's pretty. We already kind of covered this, and that is that we're going to see strife. More strife, more groups splitting, a house being divided against itself. And, you know, this past year, now this one movie was not a success, but there was Michael Moore's Fahrenheit 11/9. That was a call for more political division. You heard people like Hillary Clinton go out and say, you don't have to be civil to people you don't agree with. You had groups like Antifa who attacked police and reporters. And, you know, people have wondered if the anti-fascists are truly fascists, and I think that they are. So we've seen that, and I'm afraid that we're going to see more polarization continuing in the United States and probably in other places as well. Now, the next one has got to do with trade. Now, this one I want to comment for just a moment. We put out a magazine, by the way, which is free. It's called Bible News Prophecy Magazine. And actually, the current edition, or excuse me, the January edition is 19 events to watch for prophetically in 2019. But in the January of 2018 edition, the front cover was emblazoned with the words trade war, warning that we would see signs of trade war. And, you know, we've seen this in 2018.
Right.
We've seen the tariffs, we've seen the actions and reactions, et cetera. So this is starting to happen. And prophetically, something very interesting was going on. Now, Donald Trump did not like how the World Trade Organization has treated the United States in certain manners. So he was not in favor of appointing certain judges and such that he thought that would be against the United States. And I can understand his logic. But what he did, though, with this is kind of left an opening for the Chinese and the Europeans to go to try to get the World Trade Organization written in their image. And they haven't fully succeeded yet. But that is something that we'll see more of, particularly if you look through the scriptures in the book of Revelation about the mystery Babylon trading with elderly people and making the world wealthy through trade. It's not there yet, but we saw some stuff in 2018 that I think has helped setting it up for 2019.
Great.
The next one, and this next one is...
Well, I think, let me insert this little idea. I think Trump is a business genius, but what he's doing, he's moving toward an American-centered New World Order where Americans set financial and trade policy for the world. He did it with the USMCA, this new trade treaty that replaced the NAFTA agreement. He's working with Europe now to try to get a replacement treaty with them. And these are the 10 zones that are in the Bible. It talks about 10 kings who give their power to the beast for 1 hour. It's my feeling that although America's a vassal of the Vatican and the Reserve Bank, because that's really the world is run by bankers, to be honest with you. And the head bankers in Europe are run by the Vatican through the Jesuits, who've been running the banking system. They set up the banking system of the people who would migrate and go to the Holy Land. In fact, banking started out of migrants signing these notes, debt notes, and not having to carry gold out so they could be robbed. And they would then travel all the way to their travel to the Middle East. So the original banks were set up by the so-called Society of Jesus, who were actually the big bankers. They got so powerful, they eventually kind of burned one of the guys, Godfrey de Bouillon, to the stake after they actually grabbed him on a specific date, which I think was a Friday the 13th, which is why we hear this triskaidekaphobia. But what people don't understand is that America has a technological seat of power to bring this about. And actually, it's American intel agencies that are helping to raise up superstate Europe. The rise of superstate Europe with Bilderbergers and so on are basically through the proxy of our intel agencies that are doing this. So there's a marriage there between America fostering this giant superstate Europe rising, and also, if you want to call it the mark of the beast system, comes from out of this for the whole world. So I know there's some trade wars going on right now, but I'm feeling ultimately America and Europe, which is a cabal tied together through the reserve system, is going to crush the other countries and won't play ball, whether it's India, China, or Russia.
Well, we believe that Europe is will rise up, and the United States is going to help them do it. Now,
I agree.
I won't comment at this instant about bankers trying to run the world. I think I do want to make a comment, though, about the Vatican and banks. One thing that I've suspected could happen, and I do not expect this to happen in 2019, by the way, so this is
down the road.
I do expect it might happen down the road. The Vatican does have a vast amount of wealth, and at some point in time, if there's a major financial crisis over in Europe, I mean a really big one, not just some, typical recession kind of thing, but if something that looks really serious or scares them to death, it wouldn't surprise me if the Vatican steps in and say, hey, we have these banks, we have this wealth, we'll pledge this, we'll do this, and we'll shore you up. Because you read in Revelation 17 about the woman riding the beast, the woman that says sits on seven hills. Now, some people erroneously thought that Mystery Babylon has to do with ancient Babylon where Saddam Hussein was trying to rebuild it. And that's not true because ancient Babylon had no hills. Okay, it was flat. It was a plain. But Mystery Babylon, in the book of Revelation, says it's on seven hills, and then the last verse of chapter 17 says that this Mystery Babylon sits on the city that rules the world. And this is referring to Rome or Vatican City. So I do see at some point in time that's going to happen. But again, I don't think that's going to be in 2019. Now, one other thing, we won't get through this particular one, but this is one a lot of people want to know, how long until this is going to happen and that the other thing. And when we see the deal of Daniel 9:27 confirmed, people have heard about this deal. It talks about someone who's called a prince. He's going to confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. In the middle of the week, he's going to stop sacrifices and offering. Some of your listeners are familiar with this. I've brought this up before. That deal has not happened yet. When that deal happens, then you've got a pretty good idea in terms of time frame about some other events.
Right, and of course, the deal. What are the elements of the deal? I think the elements are involving several things, but go ahead. What are the two or three things? We have less than a minute left.
Okay, we got less than a minute. Well, the United States proposed a deal like this last year, and Palestinians said, no way, no how, which I believe means that they are pushing the door open for the Europeans to come in. Since I believe it's a European leader who's going to confirm the deal, we saw some events in 2018 that would make that more likely. And so I'm running out of time. We'll leave it at that.
We'll cover the other nine
next week.
Sounds great. Happy New Year, everybody. We will be back tomorrow for our last day show with the firing line on first hour. We'll have, of course, Harley Schlanger, if we can get him from Germany, on the second hour, and Gary Richard Arnold. I'll be checking to see if Harley's not available. We'll get one of the other LaRouche people. Thank you for listening. Thank you for going to our sale and supporting us and praying for us. Go to NutriMedical.com. The code is Mary, M-E-R-Y, at checkout. Save 7% and stay well for 2019.
Would you like to?
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.